This WA8KIM wires X connected to 21080. 83 nodes. Number 11480 in.
Hey, I'm in your queue, man.
15306 in.
DZ1A, Manila, Philippines.
DZ1A, this is KF7UOQ. Good afternoon or evening, depending on the guess where you're.
Number 31207 out.
This is KC38.
Good afternoon, this is KF7UOQ. C3HST, good afternoon, this is KF7UOQ.
Hi, KF7OUQ. How are you doing? KC3HST? My name is... I am located in Reading, Pennsylvania. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Name here is Joe, and I'm located in Vancouver, Washington. So it's a little bit later out there for you guys, I guess.
Number 30101 out.
Okay, yeah, very good. I'm using a FT991. Go ahead.
What class license are you? I am a technician class license.
Okay, nice to meet you. I'm a general class license.
Number
30015 in. So I was just doing some scans, and I just repeat her key up, so thought I'd say hi.
Number 11867 in.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch any of that. It was kind of a scrambled sounding.
I said that I'm a technician class license, and I forgot the rest. I'm most simple. That was pretty much my idea. I turn on my radio when I'm bored. Go into the America Link or the Minnesota room. And just call on the call sign, and then next thing you know, somebody answers.
Okay, good copy that time. Yeah, very good. Well, nice to make your acquaintance. I'm going to go ahead and leave now. So, good luck with other contacts. This is KF7UOQ, going clear.
Okay, well, 73 to you. I'm going to say 73 too. Yeah, my brother's calling me. Yeah, 73 to you, and I hope you have a good day. This is KC3HST. I'll be clear after your finals.
Have a good evening as well. KF7UOQ, I'm going to quit.
KF7UOQ, this is KG7OXU here in Northwest Oregon.
Hello, this is KC3HST. Hi.
I was going to call for KF7UOQ. I was giving him a shout-out because I live here in Oregon, and he's in Vancouver, and I was trying to see where he's at.
think he left already. Nah, I'm still here. I'll if I leave and then I heard you had a call.
Sounds like you're a new ham, so it's nice chatting at you. I'm at the ground getting some coffee, but I just seen that, heard that guy in on the motel talking through my nose, and I figured I just know better, so I figured I'd give him a call back. So I'll be sitting here on the side listening, and 73 to you. Good luck on your radio adventure. KG70XU, clear.
Okay, well, this is KG70XST, 73s, and I'll be clear.
Number 11786 out. Number 11786 in. Number 18412 out. Number 14155 in.
K2WH, Bill, WA2UMD.
EZ1A, Manila, Philippines.
Number 30138 out. 31207 in. Number 15306 out. This is WA8KIM. Wires X, connected to 21149. One note.
WAAKIM, testing 123. WAAKIM, testing Echo Link 123.
This is WA8KIM, Wires X, connected to 21080. 83 nodes. Number 15463 in.
28KW, are you still there? Unfortunately, I guess not, he's not there. Anyway, 73, I'm going to get back to my video game here. 218, what? Yeah. K2WH, 73,
Bill. Bye-bye. 73, Bill. This is KI7IQ.
K2WH, K2WH, W2UMP. Are you in there, Bill?
Excuse me,
W-A-2-U-M-P, K-2-W-H. Nope. How are you? Haven't spoken to you in a while. How's everything, how's everything your neck of the woods? Go ahead.
It's about 10 seconds long. I'm playing a video game here, and I had to just blow up the German V2 rocket before it launched. I'm a secret agent.
Well, you don't want to launch any missiles or do anything you shouldn't before the time comes. All right, very good. All right, so the repeater here is Link, as you probably have heard. It's a Link to the America room. And I do believe there's a net coming on at 9 o'clock, or at least that's what folks tell me. Back to you, Bill.
Hey, check in there, but 9 o'clock is usually my cutoff time here at the station. To a lot of HF work here, high-power HF work. You had a really weird problem with my 2-meter beam upside. When it goes, it's got a lousy SWR, you know, it's like 3-1, and there's something going on with it up there. And, I mean, it's, whether it's that, believe it or not, in the warm weather. In the real cold weather, like it's 23 degrees here now, I get a perfect SWR. Goes above 32, I get a lousy SWR. Unfortunately, I can't get up on the roof because now we got snow on the roof. But if it stays like that, we got a nice cold winter, I'll be good to go. Springtime, I'll go up and fix it. Really weird problem. It probably has something to do with a tension contraction of some kind of connector up there.
Oh, yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Or some type of, moisture problem. You're probably right, expansion contraction on a connector. Or possibly the coax, even. You'll just have to, it sounds like you've got to take it down and do a little analysis with it.
Fortunately, it's low enough the roof that if I just get up on the roof, I can reach the, it's got a T-match on it. Two gamma rods left and right of the drum element. And I think, well, this summer when I was assembling it, you know, when adjusting SWR, I forgot to tighten one of the Allen screws that tightened down to the drum element. And it's not tight enough. And I think that's what's making a connection up there. But it works well even if it's one. I'm able to bring up some repeaters, but as far down as Virginia, in the summertime, we'll leave some band openings, but then again, you can do that with just about anything. And basically, that's what it is. When it gets cold, it makes that connection, and everything's happy. You have to flood and all of that stuff. WATUMP, K2WH.
W2VH, W8UMP. Okay, Bill. Now, everything, well, that sounds like you have a handle on it. I guess this spring you can do a little bit more troubleshooting. Now, how many elements is this beam? We've spoken before on simplex, and you have gotten through, so it sounds like you got a good antenna up there. How many elements is that beam? Go ahead.
That's a many element, M squared, 9 element beam. It's for 2 meters, not this band. This band I'm just using a vertical. Okay, if you remember, I'm at 1,200 feet here, so that's probably the only reason why I'm making the Alpine repeater. It's about 40 miles from me. It's 2 meter, 9 element beam. A couple of years ago, I had it horizontal for 2 meter sideband work. That's where I grew up, you know, licensed 45 years now. Anyway, I can't just tech, you know, when I was into 2 meters back then, and the way to go was beams, and I decided to get back to my roots a couple years ago, but the activity is so scarce on 2 meter sideband. A couple of summers ago, I went up on a roof and flipped it over to vertical, and that's what it is.
Okay, that's, when there's a contest, I'll put out a call on 2 meter sideband. Not much activity, but you can look for it, find it. I don't know if it's more efficient, but I don't think the sideband signal is going to get through any better than the FM. What has been your experience? Go ahead.
My sideband is light years ahead of FM. As to, you know, what you can work. Typical station like my station, you know, just running about 150, 200 watts, 9 element beam, 200 to 300 miles is fairly rare, beyond the horizon, that's for sure. And I have, on two sideband, I have every state east of the Mississippi worked and confirmed.
It's quite an accomplishment. Very good. All right. Well, let's see. Not a whole lot has been new here. I also wear a little DMR and do have three DMR radios. and wondering if you've ever, for $100, you could get started in that. Have you had any thoughts on getting involved in that, getting like a inexpensive handheld and jumping into that? There is quite a bit of activity in our area. I'd like to experiment with all of your ones. Back to you, Bill.
Posting on Thursday.com about the DMR handheld that came out that was $100, $150 or something like that. Nice LCD display, so forth and so on. I wasn't sure what a DMR radio was. I didn't know if DMR was a umbrella term for all the digital modes, meaning Fusion, D-Star, and all, in other words, digital mobile radio, is what DMR stands for. I thought that was an umbrella term, but you're saying that DMR is a mode in itself separate from Fusion and D-Star?
H-A-2-U-M-P. Yes, Bill, it's a digital mobile radio, and it's a commercial protocol, and there's continuous handshaking, so when you've got your finger down on the press to talk, if you hit Peter, all of a sudden when you make the closure, you have to, and if you don't, you bump. So you know right if you're getting through. And it's distinct in that it has, the repeaters have two time slots, so you have, can have two simultaneous conversations. And in addition to that, you have multiple talk groups in each time slot. So let me turn it back to you and explain how you get the multiple talk groups in a single time slot. K2WH, WA2UMP.
Well, I don't have time to go through the technical details. We'll talk again about that. Fortunately, where I live here, I'm in the middle of the woods up here. There's very few repeaters that are local to me. There used to be one that was real close, just a few miles, when that's been taken off the air, and it was only a few miles away, and it was at 1,700 feet here, a powerhouse repeater, that's for sure. But a handheld DMR radio in this area is virtually useless, just like Fusion or D-Star. There's nothing around here that I know of. I'd have to look at directories to figure that out. But we'll talk again. WATV, K2WH, have a good evening.
That might be an issue. You would have to get a mobile rate. Anyway, good catching up with you. I'll let you run and talk again. K2WH, WA2UMP.
Hey, this is very up, I'm sorry.
KC3FM, I believe this is Jim, WA2UMP. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing this evening, Jim?
Everything is, so far so good, but the evening is still young. Anyway, name is Jim. I'm in Pearl River, New York, about 23 miles outside of Manhattan. With that, let me turn it back to you. Go ahead.
UFO there, Jim. Name here is Brady. Bravo, Roger, Alpha, November, December, Yankee. And we're here in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Want to make a comment on your audio. It's a little light. The other station you were talking to is nice and loud. I really have to turn the volume up to hear you. I don't know, what you were working with over there. Over.
WFMJ, WA2UMB. I'll try to talk a little bit more directly into the mic. Often, I side-talk the mic a bit, just so that usually the audio sounds better. Perhaps the other station, the audio was a little hot, I don't know. So I think you said you were in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania? Back to you, Brady.
Yeah, correct, Jim. Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Yeah, we're not too far from each other. I can picture your little Yagi there mounted horizontally. I guess you're doing sideband, or is that a 2 meter, is that a 2 meter antenna you got there? It looks like it's mounted to a, one of those music stands. I'm a musician, so I know all about the Pro Line products, over.
K3FMJ, KC2FMJ, I believe, gee, I got your call already, WA2UMP. Okay, Brandy. No, that's, it's right in that picture. It's mounted on a camera tripod, but that little three-element beam now is in the attic, and it's on a rotor, a small rotor, and it's the one I use for DMR. And usually I point that in a number of directions, but most of the repeaters for me are due south, so usually it's pointed due south and works pretty good. Right now I'm coming through my local repeater, and I've got the repeater linked with some with the Wires X here, and testing that out. So Gettysburg, okay, very good. I pass through there frequently on my way to Virginia on 15. With that, let me turn it back to you. Back to you, Brandy.
Oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with it, Hina. It's, I live right near the truck stop there. To get off of 15 on 100-town road. So very familiar with that. And I usually go to visit my sister. She lives up there in Gatesburg. And that's how I get up there. I take 15 up there. And also up through Virginia and all that kind of stuff. So that's a pretty cool little antenna. Yeah, but the way it was shaped, I thought you did sideband or something. Is that a 2 meter rig that you have there? And I guess you live in an apartment. You're probably in an antenna restricted community. I am too as well, but I built a stealth flagpole antenna. It gets out about 130 air miles, and it's just a wire dipole, like a J-pole type of setup. But since it's 15 feet above the roof line, it gets out pretty good considering I'm about 580 feet above sea level. Over.
K3IH with a break.
Yeah. The condo rules. All right, very good. So now describe it for me. The flagpole is sitting on the roof, or the flagpole is not on the... It must be mounted, I guess, on your front lawn, and you have a flag on it, and there's a dual band J-pole inside of the tube, correct?
Gel stations, this is K3IH, and that will start in 9 minutes.
Okay, very good, and we're going to wrap it up here, and thanks for the heads up, and looking forward to the, Brady, I think we got to kind of wind down here. The net is coming up, and that may be something you want to jump into also. Back to you, Brady.
Set up with a piece of inch tubing inside with some rings that fit inside there, sort of like a girder. I don't get any reflective power, so it's all plastic pipe, and I'm using 100 feet of LMR-400, and it's mounted to my deck, which has a hole in the step, and the coax passes through that, and up under the skirting of my mobile home, so you can't even see the wire there. Over.
FMJ, WATUMP. Okay, sounds like a clever way of circumventing the rules that shouldn't be there in the first place. So give you credit for that. Anyway, let's. I will say 73 for now. The net is coming up, and let's break this talk room. Brandy, great making your acquaintance, and look forward to chatting with you again in the very near future. And we'll say 73 now. KC3FMJ, WA2UMP, and I'll be listening out on your final.
Yeah, very good, Jim. Nice meeting you, too. Yeah, just looking up on QR, then I got a picture of it. Anyway, nice to meet you also. Have a good evening. Yeah, I'll listen in on that, and if it's interesting, I'll jump in there. So anyway, WA2UMP, KC3FMJ, it'll be clear, 73.
Great, I'll look it up on QR. WA2UMP, clear.
Hello, GNR WM4G.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. You staying warm tonight?
Yep, I am doing that. That's for sure.
It's starting in 1 minute. You said there's a worldwide something getting ready to happen here a few minutes from now. Is that what you're on here for? All right, we'll stay out of the M4G standing by.
Yeah, it should start here in just in a few. Have to go into the America. If somebody gets us in that room, I think we should all be able to hear it. So... somebody will go. Well, maybe I will. But anyway, all right, Jeff, enjoy. 54 QNR.
Your pal standing by the net, W4IOZ, clear. CQCQ, all stations. This is K3IH, net control for the International Wireless Net on AmericaLink. This net is a directed net, and it is open to all licensed amateur operators. Is there any emergency trip? Okay. This is K3IH, control for the International Wireless Net on AmericaLink. We are also running SDS-002, Rome 90, and SDS-003, Rome 90, on the DB4 Mini. I'm presently talking to you on an FP2DR into my DB4 Mini, and you're hearing me on the wire. That's Rome 21080. We'd like to extend a special welcome to our youth, our FYLs and YLs, and our international callers, and a special thank you to clubs and owners of over-the-air repeaters. Also like to remind all of our check-ins tonight to allow for 3 seconds between station transmissions, and when you press your push-talk key, to hesitate for a couple of seconds before talking, and also to hold it down for a couple of seconds after you stop talking. Okay, yeah. Stations are allowed to make comments or break-ins but through net control. Are there any general announcements for the net? Okay, this is K3IH Net Control for International Large X Net on America. This net happens every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and equates to Sunday early, 0200 Universal Time Coordinated. This day in history, 1901, the first Nobel Prize was awarded. The first Nobel Prizes were awarded in Stockholm, Sweden, in the fields of physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and peace. The ceremony came on the 5th anniversary of the death of Alfred Nobel, the Swedish inventor of dynamite and other high explosives. In his will, Nobel directed that the bulk of his vast fortune be placed into a fund in which the Internet would be annually distributed in the form of who, during the preceding year, shall have conferred the greatest benefit on mankind. Okay, looking ahead at radio sport, and I have nothing for the radio amateur news besides that. So, on December 10th and 11th, that would be today and tomorrow, the ARRL 10 meter contest, which is with CW and phone. Also, the 10th and 11th, we have the SKCC weekend Get Sprintathon, which is a CW contest. Also, 10th and 11th, we have the International Navy Contest, which is CW and December 10th through the 18th, we have the AWA Bruce Kelly 1929 QFO Party, which is CW. 11th through the 14th, we have the CQC Great Colorado Snowshoe Run, which is CW. And last, on December the 14th, we have the NAQ CC CW Sprint. The quote of the day. The quote of the day is, I have found that if you love life, life will love you back. And that's from Arthur Rubinstein. In the way of AmericaLink business, AmericaLink strives to be a community venue with a newsletter, Yahoo group, and website. We invite you to participate and become involved with the content of these tools. I mentioned to you that before Mini Reflector SCS 002 Room 90 is permanently reserved for the AmericaLink Room 21080 on Wires X. It runs on a full-time basis. Also, we have SCS 003 Room 90 also. The AmericaLink website is in development. Please help build and maintain it. Interested parties should contact 5YX, that's Yankee X-ray, 4K3IH. Email addresses for us can be found at QRZ.com. The newsletter is sent to email addresses of stations with email addresses on QRZ.com. If you receive the newsletter, it is because your email address is not listed. You can request to be added to the list by emailing a K3IH. Say again, that is QWAT3 India Hotel at ARRL.net. And you can look me up on QRZ. I don't have much of a net presence, but I do have my address and my email address on there. Anyway, newsletter input is requested. If you have anything newsworthy, please send it in an email to KCIA. The question for the net tonight is, do you want to skip the net on Christmas Eve, which is the 24th? Saturday the 24th, Christmas is on a Sunday. And should we move it to a Sunday night, Christmas Day, instead. So the answer is up to you what we're going to do. Okay, this is K3IH, the control for the International Wires XNet on America Link. We're going to start our check-in. We took early check-ins of the text box on America Link room 21080. So you can only do that if you have a note. And we have K3SL. Stroke VE2, Steve from Montreal, Canada. He's in and out. And 5YX Grant from Beaumont, Texas. He's in and out. K4BOX, Mike from Jacksonville, Florida. He jumped in. We'll get to him for comments. And also, just got N1TLQ. This is Barry in Barrington, Rhode Island. And there's no traffic. Are there any corrections? Okay, here. And we'd like to check in anybody at this time. We'd like to check in our XYLs and any uses. So if you fit in, if you are short time, maybe mobile. If you are XL or XYL or you are youth, you're invited to check in now. This is the T3H Net Control for the XNet here on Saturday night. We had K9VE. Jeff, his name is Jeff. According to my So, K9VE, so are you an early check-in, and do you have any comments, please? Okay, so with that, we'll go to K4BOX, who checked in the text box. That's Mike in Jacksonville, Florida. Mike, question for the net is, should we have it... on Sunday, I'm supposing that we are going to sweep it on Christmas Eve, which is Saturday. Over to you, Mike, K4POX. Go ahead.
K3IH, Gary in Net Control. This is K4POX, Mike from Jacksonville, Florida. Based on Christmas Eve, I guess it really comes down to what your... You know, if you have children and stuff like that, they have to go to bed early and stuff like that. So for me, I would say that we would probably need to skip Christmas Eve and do one on Christmas Day, providing that there's a majority. That's my my decision or opinion in this matter. And thank you for the question, and I'll send it back over to you, Net Control Cable. Okay, 3H, go ahead, Gary.
4B Jacksonville, Florida. This is K3IH. Thanks for your comments. We'll see how this goes, but I think that I'll end up the same way. I'm hoping everybody's hearing me fine on my FT2 hacking into the D4 Mini. I'm also monitoring my WireX software through my node. Are there any other short timers, XYLs, YL, youth, or those that need to check in early? This is K3IE. Okay, this is K3IH, Net Control. We're going to move on to our international check-ins. And I'm going to invite all of our international check-ins, regardless of what venture you're in, to go ahead and check in. You get to do it two ways. You can hold down your press the talk key for a couple, 2 or 3 seconds minimum, and we'll catch you if you are If you're digital, we'll catch your call sign and we'll catch your radio ID also, believe it or not. And if you are analog, we got to hear your voice. We're going to have to hear your voice over here. So international callers, all countries, I'd like you to check in now. This is K3IH. This is K3IH, Net Control for the International Wireless Network Net on America. We're calling for all of our international callers. If you're outside of the continental United States, Hawaii, and Alaska, we ask that you check in now. You can do it if you're digital by holding down your press the talk key, or you can do it by voice. But if you are FM analog, we got to hear you. So far, I've got BE1JCS from Australia. Oh, that's not right. BE1 is not Australia, it's Canada. Anyhow, we're looking for all countries outside of the United States. I'd like to check in. Please do so now.
From Okinawa, Japan,
technically. This is K3IH, Net Control. We have BE1JCS. We have JA4ETA, Hatakeyama from Okinawa, Japan. And we have a JA7UDE. I'd like to get some more callers before we go through the list here. If you are international, if you're from Canada, Australia, Japan, China, Puerto Rico, Portugal, Poland, where else have we had? If you're from any of those countries outside, I'm going to check in. We invite you to check in either by holding down your press to the dot key if you are digital, or doing a voice contact if you are FM analog. Over to you, international callers for check-ins, please.
Hello, this is
Kate 3IH,
Net Control.
Okay. We just picked up VE1, Zulu VE1 Hotel, Uniform Lima, in the group here. So we've got six check-ins international, so top of the list, let's start with VE1JCS. VE1JCS, you've checked in many times, but in the interest of saving the time, could you please state your name and your location? Tell us if you think we should skip Saturday and have a net on Sunday, and any other comments you might have for the night.
Yes, good evening to yourself and everyone else on that. This is Victor Echo 1, Juliet Charlie Sierra, located in Antigonish, Nova Scotia. And we're getting a lot of snow this evening, so it's still snowing, so quite a bit falling over here. As far as the net on that Saturday, probably wouldn't be a bad idea is to move it to another day, and Sunday would work. I don't see any issues with that.
VE1JCS.
Yes.
This is K3IH. James, thanks for those comments. You're also another chief for Sunday, and appreciate your comments, and hope that you're going to be safe with all that snow you got coming down there. And if we don't hear from you anytime soon, then I miss you. Wishing you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thanks for checking into the net tonight, James. Next on the list, we have J84ETA, which is Takeyama, Okinawa, Japan. Over to you for your comments. Go ahead.
Thank you, the guy says that. My name is Takeyama, located Okinawa. You know, Okinawa is south of the mainland Japan. It takes a long time from Tokyo. But today is Sunday morning. We have a very beautiful day. Sunshine, blue sky, temperature getting high. 77 Fahrenheit. We have a very good weather today. Today we have no special topics from Japan. Now I am enjoying prepare for holiday season for the Christmas around the corner. So I am very enjoying for the season. Now, back to you, K3IH, J4ETA, go ahead.
J4ETA for K3IH, net control. Yeah, Takeyama got you loud and clear on that. It's always nice to hear you on the air, especially since you're coming in. Yeah, it's a FM analog caller, and so thank you very much for your comments. And if you do have the net on Sunday, I'll put out an email, and you are on my email list, so that you'll know what time. You know, then it would move to Sunday night for us, so that would be Monday for you, about midday. So anyway, Hawk, we'd like to wish you a season's greetings, happy holidays, and I hope that you're going to have a good time. It's only 2 weeks before Christmas. With that, Hawk, I'm going to set up M3s and move down the list to JA7UGE, which is Oba. And Oba is in the Miyagi prefecture, but I don't know what else. I'd like to go ahead and turn the time over to JA7UDE Oba in Japan. Over to you for your comments. Go ahead.
Okay, this is JA7UDE. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you guys on the net. Yes, my name is Oba. Location is Miyagi Prefecture, 300 kilometers north of Tokyo. We had snow this morning, and it's going to fine now. And as for the question on the net in the Christmas evening, I have no preference.
VE1HUL. This is K3IH. Over to you for your comments.
Good evening, Gary, the E1HUL, Dave in Truro, Nova Scotia, and I just thought I would chime in here, and Christmas Eve is probably not a good time for Annette, but Christmas night, that's a possibility, although probably like most people, Christmas night is just about as busy as Christmas Eve. Anyways, we'll send it back to you, Gary, VE1HUL, over.
VE1HUL, this is Keith. For your comments, I'm tallying them up, and I really appreciate you calling in, and wish you 7-3s, and of course, season's greetings and happy holidays. Thanks, Dave, for checking in. Next up is Victor Echo 1 Z X-ray, Brad. over to you for your comments and what you'd like to do for Saturday evening, the 24th, or Sunday. Go ahead, Brad.
Diesel 3, India Hotel from Victor Echo 1 Zulu X-Ray. Very good evening, Gary. Name here is Brad. Bravo Romeo Delta, and QTH is Parsborough, Nova Scotia. And I would say to skip Christmas Eve there, Gary. Thank you. Thanks for checking me in.
Okay, Brad, I appreciate that very much. It's glad to have you checking in there from Nova Scotia. Excuse me. And wish you 7-3s also, and happy holidays coming up. So with that, I think that we picked up Bob, KK4, and DID, if I've got that right. So, Bob, if you'll tell me where your QTH is, where your location is, and any comments that you have from Annette, and how do you feel about Saturday and Sunday? KK4DIV. Go ahead. Okay, nothing heard from KK4DIV. This is K3IDH, Net Control for the International Wires X Net on America Link. Looking for any international callers outside of the United States. If you'd like to check in, please either key up if you're digital, or come to us over the air by voice if you are FM analog. To our international callers, please check in now.
Delta Victory 1, Yankee Alpha India.
Delta Whiskey 1, Victor Delta Whiskey, Philippines.
The U1, Charlie Jumpgart.
Okay, great. This is K3IH, Net Control for the International Wires X Net on America Link, which happens on Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, or 0200 Universal Time Coordinate. We picked up Delta Victor 1, Yankee Alpha, India. Looks like his name might be Phil. Delta Whiskey 1, Victor Delta Whiskey, looks like it might be Jeff. We picked up V01EI. We got the new call sign on me. And we picked up D1CKF. And out of the Philippines. So we'll go to Victor Volta. Excuse me, Delta Victor 1, the Yankee Alpha India. Could you please give us your name? The location, I believe, is the Philippines. And what you would like for Saturday evening here on the East Coast of the United States, or Sunday. And any of the comments that you might have. Delta Victor 1, Yankee Alpha India. Over to you for your comments, please.
Good morning, K3IH. I don't get it, your name again. Can you repeat? Hold on. By the way, my name is Nikki November India Charlie Kilo Yankee, located here in Philippines. Precise location is the southern part of Luzon, Philippines. Southern part of Luzon, Philippines. Okay, here is Sunday. It's early 11 o'clock in the morning, Sunday. It's a very shiny Sunday here in Philippines. And please bear with me. Actually, this is the first time I just connect on the YX on digital. My equipment is FT400. It's newly bought. So, with me. I'm not so very familiar with this equipment. However, action, nice to catch you here on air. For the finance, go ahead, and I'm not going to hear my old man.
Okay, D of E1 of YAT and Vicky in Southern Arizona Philippines. And thank you so much for checking in, and congratulations on your new equipment. It's great to have you. For your information, since you are new, I also put out a newsletter here on AmeriCalink. If I have your email address, and I look it up on QRZ.com, and if you are not there, I can't send you the newsletter. So if you would send me an email at K3IH at ARRL Alpha Romeo Lima.net, that's November Echo Tango. I say it again, K3IH at ARRL.net, and I can send you an email. So, Nikki in Southern Arizona, Philippines, thank you so much for checking in. Going to say 7 degrees to you. I hope to hear from you more often. We're going to go now to Ocean 1. Echo Radio, V-O-1-E-I. Please give us your name, your location, and any comments you have for the net, and your wishes for the Saturday-Sunday questions. Go ahead.
K3IH, Victor Ocean 1, Echo India. Good evening, Gary, and Paul on the net this evening. Name here is Matt, Mike Alpha Tango Tango. We're located in... City of St. John's, the east coast of the island of Newfoundland, and that's the east coast of Canada, of course. And I wish everyone well. It's 11 o'clock in the evening here, and I did once before, but I forgot the last couple weekends. 11 o'clock did look for me to be in the waiting room. But nonetheless, I'm not sure what question was, but if it's pertaining to when the net should be, if it's Saturday or Sunday, I would prefer Saturday myself. Again, I'm not sure what the question is. So we'll pass it back to net control and say 732 all V01E.
V01E, hi, I'm Matt in... actually, I have you down as being in Sorbe, and it's actually your third check-in, according to my records. I'm getting that information, of course, off of QRZ.com. Well, Matt, the question was, since Saturday the 24th is Christmas Eve, the majority of us will probably not want to get on the net, and so I'm thinking about... moving it to Sunday and asking for people's opinions. So going back to you, Matt, for your opinion on whether or not you'd like to see the net on Christmas Eve, Saturday the 24th, or go ahead and move it to Sunday. Back to you.
Come here, good, Gary, and just clear up. We do live in Torrance, but really close to the city. So it's, I usually go ahead and both. And as for your question, people probably do Christmas, Christmas Day or probably work. Doesn't really matter to me because, we have, Boxing Day here and, there's a holiday I'm off on Monday and Tuesday anyway. So I'll be in the ready room regardless. So I would take with the, 25th. 7-3, we want 1 year.
VO1EI, K3IH, 73, thanks for checking in to the net, and I appreciate your comments, and I'll get you down for OT on Sunday. I'll see. Next up, We have a D1, a CKT. D1 CKT. Let me see. That is Akira. Akira out of Makati in Manila. So, Akira. The question from that. It's going to be Saturday night, Christmas Eve, and so we think about turning that over one day. We're going to delay one day to Sunday. So I'd like your opinion and any other comments you might have. So, D1CKF. Over to you, please.
Okay, hi, it's 3IH, and the Uniform Man Charlie Kilo Foxtrot. Good evening and good morning from Manila, Philippines. My name is Akira, and thank you very much for the next control, Gary. And it's Sunday morning, 10:40 in the morning, and we have some clouds, cloudy weather, but very humid, and the temperature is around 78 Fahrenheit degree. And yes, we will have Christmas here in Manila, Philippines. But I have no issue. Maybe I will be staying here with my wife. And I will celebrate the Christmas time. But before, I should go for the business trip to Palau, TH. During my business trip, I will be on the air at TH, Mike Zulu. So maybe you're here in the United States. So please call me. Thank you so much from the Uniform and Charlie Kilo Factor. Go ahead, Gary.
Delta Uniform 1, Charlie, Tango Kilo, D1, CTJ, Akira. Thank you for your comments. And, for you guys out there that are HF, Akira goes to Palau, and when he does so, he's setting up to catch people on HF. And Akira in the past has made announcements on ARRL, and I've been able to catch his emails for his information. So, Akira, if you'll tell us when you're going to be transmitting again, please, and also what your call sign is and what bands you're going to be transmitting. And, I'd like to hear that information. Back to you, Akira, for your Palau trip, the HF frequencies, and your call sign you'll be using, please. K3B.
Thanks, EIS, from Delta Uniform and Charlie Kilo Foxtrot. Okay, thank you so much. And my call sign in Palau is Tango 88 Mike Zebra, 88 Mike Zulu. Keep on from 80 meter band to 10 meter. Maybe it depends on the condition. I will be on 6 meter as well. I will operate just only from SSB. Because of the business trip, after my job, I will be on half sunset, so UTC around 9, UTC 9 o'clock to midnight. So maybe 40 meter and 20 meter will be a good condition between North America and Palau, I think.
Send back to you, K3IH from DU1CKS.
DU1CETF. Sorry, my hand reading stinks. Anyway, Akira, thank you. So UHF guys up there, hopefully you picked that up. If not, remember that Akira has a on Wires X, and you can contact him directly. So Akira, thank you so much. And 73s, look forward to hopefully you'll get some contacts from that. And hopefully that's going to be exciting for some HF users out there. With that, Akira, I'm going to say 73s, and going, let's see. That's the bottom of the list that I have for international callers. I'm going to make another call for any other international callers. If you're digital, you can hold down your press to talk, hold it down for 2 to 3 seconds. And if you're analog, you've got to have you come over with your voice. So looking for international callers, come now.
This is K3IH, under control for the International Wires XNet on AmeriLink.
Okay, having a little bit of equipment problem. This is K3IH, under control. I'm talking on my FT2DR through my DB4 Mini on FTS2. -90, we picked up VK4VVD, which is Gordon and Buterin. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Australia. And Gordon, the question for the net was, we're looking if we can get a consensus to move it from our Saturday night here on the East Coast to Sunday night, and see if you have any other comments that you have for the net. And it looks like I must have missed a caller, DW1DW. We'll get to you right after VK4VP. So hang in there, DW1BDW. We'll get to you. So over to you, Gordon, for your comments.
Okay, this is VK4VP Gordon. It's pronounced Butterham. But anyway, we don't worry too much about that. Now, I've been busy making some audio cables up for our neighbours, knocking some power speakers with a laptop for a little presentation, and didn't have a 3.5mm stereo cable, so I was putting that together. And just turned the radio on and realised what's wrong. So there you go. The change in time of the net doesn't really affect me, even though it'll be, you know, for us it's lunchtime Sunday, so it'll be lunchtime Monday. I work from home most of the time, so I can have the radio on in the background and, yeah, check in to do my other work, so it's a very problem. So that's my answer. K3IH and a group, VK4VP.
VK4VP, Gordon from Durham, Queensland, Australia. Thanks, Gordon, for checking in tonight, and appreciate that. Consensus so far, and we have a lot more to go, is Sunday is looking like that's what's going to be. Thank you for checking in, Gordon, and appreciate that. Hope to hear from you many, many more times here. Yeah, it's nice to know that you're working from home, folks. That's an open invitation to get a hold of Gordon, VP, because he's at home a lot. And so if you want to talk to us, you hear, Gordon is up here. We're going to go to Delta Whiskey 1, Victor Delta Whiskey, DW1VDW from the Philippines. I missed you. But anyway, Jeff, I'd like to have your comments on the Saturday-Sunday question. Any other questions or stuff you would like to say to the net? And as a first-time caller in the net. Welcome. So, DW1, DDW, this is K3AH. Over to you, please.
DW1, VDW, this is K3IH, the net control. Over to you for your comments. Okay, nothing heard. We're going to go to our domestic callers now, and then we'll pick up any other international callers that are listening, hopefully as our last-minute check-in. So, going to our domestic check-ins, looking for anybody east of the Mississippi, east of the Mississippi. You can key and hold that for a couple of seconds. Or if you're FM log, I got to hear your voice. You're going to have to check in over voice. So adjustment callers, domestic callers, east of Mississippi, check in now, please.
Kilo Delta 2 Delta, New York. Pete, Pearl River, New York. E-A-R-I-N, Ohio.
Okay, this is K3IH, net control for the International Wireless Net on AmericaLink. We got a pretty good group of people that just keyed up. We picked up WD for November, Juliet Victor. We picked up Kilo Delta 2 Delta. Also, Kilo Mike 4, Victor Quebec Echo. Whiskey 2, Whiskey Alpha 2. United, Mike Papa, number one, New Hampshire Trucker, and one NHT, Kilo Echo 8, Romeo India November, that's what I've got. Is there any corrections?
Kilo Echo 8, Romeo India November, you are correct.
Okay, this is K3IH, Net Control for the International Wires XNet on AmericaLink. We're doing our check-ins for east of the Mississippi. We got quite a list, so we're going to hold it right there and give a chance to catch up here. We're going to Whiskey Delta 4, November, Juliet Victor. Whiskey Delta 4, November, Juliet Victor. We have a Sunday question for the net. And looking for any other comments that you might have. Over to you for your comments.
W4 NJV, Al Ross in
Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah, Ross, to answer your question, it would be confusing if you didn't have a space, but you've got the slash in there. And I think you ought to leave it as it is. Congratulations for being a BE down there and helping those engineering students and getting them their first radio for some of them, I'm sure. Great job. It's good to hear we're spreading the goodwill of amateur radio to the community up there. My accolades to you. I don't remember, Ross, if you answered the Saturday-Sunday question. I'm going to ask you if you're okay with moving the net from Christmas Eve to Christmas Day in the